A half century ago, the leaders of Nazi Germany went on trial.
Wie lange haben Sie die Leitung der KZ gehabt und der Gestapo?
How long were you in charge of the Gestapo and the concentration camps, and until what date?
The War Tribunal at Nuremberg relied on what was at the time a novel way of interpreting from one language to another. As a lawyer or defendant spoke in one language, a person in a nearby booth listened on earphones and spoke in another language into a microphone. The translation was then immediately available to judges, witnesses, and the public. This was one of the first uses of simultaneous interpretation. One of those pioneering interpreters died yesterday in New York. His name was George Klebnikov. He was 73. George Klebnikov had two mother tongues, English and French. He spoke many other languages and specialized in interpreting from Russian and French into English. He was among a group called to New York in 1946 to demonstrate the feasibility of simultaneous interpretation for the fledgling United Nations. Before retiring 13 years ago, George Klebnikov served as chief of interpretation for the UN. He was known for setting high standards for himself and for those who worked for him.